Ooh, that finished rather abruptly. I should have remembered that track. You're listening to the Superstation here on 97.7 on the FM frequencies. My name's Brent, and that's spelled B-R-E-N-T. Can't be any simpler than that, can it? Now, I was just thinking about driving down the motorways this morning. I mean, I was coming down the motorway. It's only a little story, this, but last night when I came home from work, I thought I'd clean my car, you see, because it was all covered in salt. I thought, right, we'll get the hose pipe out. So I stuck the hose pipe in the tap, and I couldn't get the water through because it had frozen, you see. So I got some hot water in the kettle, poured it all over the tap, and got it working. And then I washed the car. And as I was shamming it off, it started to freeze. And I thought, well, this, I must be the only guy in the world who'll clean his car when the temperatures are about minus degrees, something or other, and the car's freezing while I washed it. But anyway, to cut a long story short, I managed to clean it. And then when I went to wrap the hose pipe back up, I couldn't wrap it up because that had frozen. So it carries on this. So I got myself this old metal bath that I've got in the garage, filled it full of hot water, put the hose pipe in the bath, and then defrosted that and wrapped it up and put it in the garage. And hey, presto, coming down the motorway this morning, the car is now covered in salt. I know we need salt. I know we need to de-grip the roads, and if you are driving, please drive carefully. But can't they invent something different than salt? Something that doesn't rot your car? This is Donna Summers. This time, I know it's for real. Donna Summers, and this time I know it's for real. I'm going to go back to the old weather because you may be driving down the motorways and over the hills and here and there and roundabout. So if you are driving, this is the weather for today. It's going to be a expected high of 7 degrees Celsius today, which isn't right. It's not too warm, is it? But it's warmer than it has been. And that's an expected high in the Fahrenheit scale is 45 Fahrenheit. It's going to be a bright and sunny start to the day. And as the day goes along, there's going to be one or two showers creeping in from the west. And temperature staying about the same throughout the night, maybe drop down to about 3 degrees, which isn't too bad. It's not as cold as Siberia, though, is it? Minus 25. Goodness, if they came to this country, they'd think it's warm. Let's continue with the music here on the Superstation on 97.7. A big hello to you. I haven't stopped dancing yet. You can jump around the front room with this one. Yes, just put your cup of tea down and warm yourself up. Taking you up to the hour of 1 o'clock here, the Superstation with me, Brent Williams.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place was brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. To get there, if you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place
for you.
that's one of those records, isn't it? I imagine about 100 people all in a line there, waving their hands from left to right while that record's on. I hope you wasn't doing that at home, anyway. You're listening to The Superstation on 97.7 here. My name's Brent Williams. A big hello to you. I'm going to take you through till 1 o'clock. We've got lots of music and lots of things to talk about. It's funny when you sat behind a set of turntables and compact this and that. You're talking to people, but you can't see the faces you're talking to. So if anyone's tuned in now, a big hello to you and all the best for the new year. There's a little dedication going out to a chappy called John Saul, who I met last night. It was one of me travels. He said, would you play me a couple of records? I said, yeah, fine, no problems. We'll dedicate a record to you. And also a chap called Andy, who I know is also tuning in. Hello to you, Andy, and I hope you don't work too hard today. Let's continue with the music here on The Superstation. Good music, good stuff. I sounded like a DJ then, didn't I? Just keep that dial where it is. Don't move it.
It is the place to go this Thursday. Bargains galore. It's the best market in the Northwest, where you can buy anything from clothes and bags to haberdashery, even bric-a-brac. If your hobby's bargain hunting, you can't miss Biddulph Market this Thursday in the centre of Biddulph off the A34, about 4 miles outside Congleton. Biddulph Market. Bargains galore.
That is. That's Gladys Knight. What a fantastic lady that is. I remember the very first time I heard that lady singing a song. It was a record called Midnight Train to Georgia. I was in some club some many years ago, and this gentleman said to me, listen to this lady, and that's the first time I actually was introduced to that lady singing, so I thought I'd play that record. This next record's going out, actually, to all the chappies who are digging holes in the road. Yes, a big hello to you. I was the other day I was driving around in and out of a couple of different areas. I'm not saying exactly where, because you'll know me, you see, and you'll think, who's that mad person in that car? So I was driving around, and I saw the waterboard, you see, and they were sort of fixing leaks, and I think after all this cold weather there must be an awful lot of leaks around. In fact, I've actually got a leak across the road from me. I must ring them up and tell them to come and repair it. But you do have my sympathies, actually, guys, because I wouldn't like to go down a hole about 8 foot down full of water trying to fix a freezing pipe in this weather. Good luck to you and all the best for the new year. This is The Superstation on 97.7. You're listening to Brent taking you through till 1 o'clock. Baby, light up my those records finish rather quickly, don't they? All records from the early 60s and 70s tend to be about sort of 3.5 minutes long, and that was it. I was just thinking to myself, I was laughing actually, or laughing, it all depends where you come from, you see. I was thinking about the guys down the holes in the road. I played them a record just then and said a big Happy New Year to you. I can't imagine anybody being down a hole with a radio, actually, with all that water around, can you? Or a stereo headphones on the head, sort of saying, hey, this music's okay on Superstation 9.7. They wouldn't take a radio down a hole. So if anyone's driving a car now and you're passing somebody that's down a hole in the middle of the road, just tell them this next record is for them. Wind your window down and say, this one from Rick Astley is just for you. They'll probably think you're crazy, but you might as well. Go on, give them a wave as well. It might cheer them up. You need water.